with the provocateurs, smugglers and thieves of the old quarter, was to burn their homes to the ground and shoot anyone who didn't make a run for it. So crouched behind the wall, with the patrol coming ever closer, Nancy had to admit it, reluctantly, even to herself. Coming here on one last mission while SS troops rooted through the rubble for survivors and escapees was a bad idea. And coming here when the one person the jackbooted sadists really wanted to find was the resistance courier and people smuggler known as the White Mouse, and you, as well as being Miss Nancy Wake, former journalist and pampered princess of the Marseille upper crust, were the White Mouse, made it a really, really no good, not clever at all, bad idea. Not that she'd had a choice. Every mission she went on was important. But this one was vital, and had to happen today, even while the Germans tore the world to shreds around her. She'd left the luxurious villa she shared with Henri determined, slipped past the patrols, tracked down her contact, bullied the tricksy, twitchy devil into holding up his side of the bargain, and got what she had come for. The package was secure under her arm, wrapped in more Nazi-loving bullshit from the Vichy press. It had cost her 1,000 francs and was worth every centime, if she could make it back alive. She had to get out of here, now. No way was she going to reach her next appointment in time if she got picked up and questioned, even if they fell for the,
"What, me, officer? Oh, I took a wrong turning on the way back from the spa. How smart you look in that uniform. Your mother must be so proud,"
act. God knows she'd winked and flirted her way through plenty of checkpoints in the last 2 years. A dash of rouge on her lips, with secret communiques and radio parts for the resistance sewn into the lining of her handbag or strapped tightly to the inside of her thigh. But she had to make that appointment. Two men from the patrol were already in the hallway. Double damn. If she could get them out onto the street again, she could make a dash through the back of the building. It was that, or shooting her way out. She reached into her handbag, fished out her revolver, and wet her lips. No time to fret about it. This thing just needed doing. She lifted her head and peered over the edge of the shattered window frame and looked right and left along the street. The house on the other side of the road and to the east still had parts of its second floor standing. Somebody being stingy with the TNT. Nancy could see a table, a vase placed carefully at its centre in a room which no longer had walls or ceiling. The single blown rose it held shifted in the breeze made by the sucking currents of the fire. Excellent. Nancy snapped open the cylinder of her revolver and emptied the bullets into her palm, then hurled them overarm across and along the narrow street. One of the soldiers on the street twisted round with a frown, sensing movement. Nancy flattened herself against the wall again and held her breath. One. Two. Then a sudden crack as the fire found the first bullet, then another.
Return fire!
The two soldiers in the hallway turned back out into the street and started firing into the burning building. Nancy could smell the cordite on their clothes as she slipped out of the room and made a dash for the back of the house. The patrol was still firing at ghosts. She pushed open the back door, ran through the narrow rubble-strewn yard, and plunged into the maze of nameless back lanes, until she tumbled out into the relative peace of Rue de Bon Pasteur. Empty. She ran straight down the hill with a whoop of victory, her package still under her arm, and one gloved hand holding her elegant straw hat in place, trying hard not to laugh, and skidding into the square like a kid freewheeling on a bicycle. Straight into another patrol. Or almost. They had their backs to her. She threw herself back against the nearest wall and inched slightly up the hill. From the upper window of a house opposite, a cat watched her and blinked. Nancy looked up at it and held her finger to her lips, hoping the creature couldn't tell at this distance that she was more of a dog person. 2 feet east of her, she saw the shadow of an opening in the black.